Hey everyone, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Today we're diving into something that I think is relevant to pretty much every workplace out there.
Yeah.
Health and safety training.
Oh, absolutely. Big one.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that you might not always be thinking about.
Right.
Until you really need it, and then it's like the most important thing.
When you need it, you need it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you know me, I love to dig into the how.
The how.
How do we make this training? How do we make it stick?
That's the question.
And luckily for us, we have a bunch of materials from WebAnywhere.
Oh, cool.
They're an e-learning solutions provider.
Okay.
So we're going to dig into what they have to say and see what kind of insights we can pull out.
Yeah. Let's unearth those insights. I've got my shovel ready.
Perfect. Perfect. I don't know about you, but one of the things that always grabs me is a good statistic.
Oh, for sure.
And WebAnywhere drops a pretty startling one.
Okay.
Right off the bat. In 2021, workplace injuries cost businesses a whopping $167 billion.
No, that's...
In the U.S. alone.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't often think about that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not just a few Band-Aids.
No.
That's it.
It's not a couple of first aid kits.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big financial hit.
Yeah.
And it really underscores why having, you know,
right.
solid health and safety training is not just a nice to have.
It's essential.
It's essential.
Yes. And it's more than just knowing like where the fire exits are.
Oh, way more.
Right.
It's about, you know, building a whole culture of safety.
Right.
Understanding the specific risks.
Right.
Of your workplace, whether you work on a construction site, you're in an office.
Absolutely.
You know, wherever you are, giving your employees the tools they need to stay safe, look out for each other.
Be safe, be aware.
All of that.
Yeah, it's interesting how much things have changed, even in the last few years. I'm trying to think back to like those old cheesy training videos.
Oh, the ones with the acting, that was worse than high school play.
Yes. Thankfully, you know, technology has come a long way. And today, you know, we have these things called learning management systems, or LMS for short.
Okay.
And those are really changing the game.
Okay. So for those of us who are not
tech
wizards,
right.
break it down for us. What is an LMS?
Sure.
And how does that apply to something like health and safety training?
So I think a good way to think about it is like a one-stop shop for all things training.
Okay.
So an LMS lets companies create online courses, you know, deliver them online, track everyone's progress.
Mm-hmm.
You can even handle like certifications and things like that through them. And all of that integrates into, you know, systems that I'm sure, you know, many businesses are already using.
So instead of those dog-eared sign-in sheets and just hoping people paid attention to the safe presentation, this is all digital.
It's all trackable.
It's organized. It's trackable.
Yeah.
And love it.
And the best part is, or one of the best parts is, it can be way more efficient, way more cost effective.
Right.
Right. You're not printing off, you know, mountains of handouts. You're not booking these like expensive training spaces.
Right.
You don't have to fly trainers around the country.
Yeah.
It just, it makes things a lot easier.
It sounds like a win-win.
Yeah.
For employers, for sure.
Absolutely. And it seems like, you know, WebAnywhere is right there in the thick of it.
Okay.
They've developed an LMS specifically, or at least they say it's custom built.
Okay.
To make health and safety training more engaging.
I like it.
They've even got this catchy name for it. Skills Anywhere.
I like it. Skills Anywhere. So what are they highlighting in these materials that really makes their approach different?
So one of their big things is the user experience.
Okay.
They're really emphasizing that.
Okay.
They talk about having a pro mobile interface.
What does that mean?
So that means it's accessible on any device.
Got it.
Anywhere, anytime. Which, you know, makes sense in today's world. Everyone's glued to their phones.
Right. Right. Gone are the days of having to sit
exactly.
at a desktop to do some of this training.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And another key point they make is that customization is key.
Okay.
One size fits all just doesn't cut it.
Yeah.
When it comes to training.
No. And I can attest to that. I've sat through, you know, plenty of training sessions where I was like.
Where you're checking out.
Yeah.
Or I was like, how does this apply to me?
Totally.
Am I ever going to need to operate a forklift? Probably not.
Right. And WebAnywhere really emphasizes, like, you know, you need to tailor this content to the specific roles and the needs of the people.
Yeah.
So that what you're learning is actually relevant to you.
It's engaging.
And engaging.
And you retain the information.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that makes a huge difference in whether or not it sticks.
You know, it's like they say, the devil's in the details.
Right.
So it's all well and good to talk about this customized training.
Right.
But how does that actually work in practice?
Well, that's where these like custom learning paths that we touched on earlier really come into play.
Okay.
So, you know, WebAnywhere gives the example of like onboarding a new employee in, say, manufacturing.
Okay.
Their learning path would focus on factory floor safety.
Uh-huh.
The specific equipment they're using,
that stuff.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, someone new in HR would have a path more geared towards office ergonomics, maybe workplace stress management.
Okay.
Things relevant.
It's about making sure
day-to-day
the training matches the actual risks someone faces.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep people engaged?
Right.
We've all clicked through those boring online modules just to check a box.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and WebAnywhere is clearly trying to address that.
Okay.
They're really big on using a variety of content formats.
Okay.
So, you know, not just reading a PDF,
right,
but videos, quizzes, even like interactive simulations to make the learning more dynamic.
Okay.
And appeal to different learning styles.
Because let's face it, some of us learn best by watching.
Yes.
Some of us learn best by doing.
For sure.
Some by reading.
Absolutely.
The one-size-fits-all approach is just asking for people to...
Yeah, they're going to lose people.
Tune out.
Exactly.
Right.
And they gave an example. I thought this was really interesting.
Okay.
They talked about like a fire safety module.
Okay.
Instead of just, you know, showing a slideshow of fire extinguisher types.
Right.
Imagine like a simulation where you're virtually placed in a scenario where there's a fire.
Oh, cool.
And you have to choose the right extinguisher.
Okay.
And like use it correctly to put it out.
So it's like one of those choose your own adventure books.
Right.
But for...
Exactly.
For safety training.
Yes, exactly. And think about how much more likely you are to remember that information.
Oh, yeah.
If you've actually had to apply it.
Absolutely.
In a, you know, even if it's a simulated high pressure situation.
Right.
It's not just passive.
It's engaging the brain.
You're actively involved.
Yeah, it's making it relevant.
Yes.
All good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also thinking about the practical side for companies.
Yeah.
They got to track all this stuff.
Of course.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Make sure everyone's up to date on their training.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially when it comes to things like
compliance.
Compliance and regulation.
Yeah, and that's... That's another, I think, major selling point of an LMS.
Okay.
It takes all those record-keeping headaches away.
You have this centralized system.
Right.
You can track who's completed what, generate reports, demonstrate compliance if you ever need to.
So no more digging through filing cabinets,
right,
trying to find that one signed sheet from 3 years ago.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all there, digital, organized, easily accessible.
Beautiful.
And I think... You know, from a bigger picture perspective, this kind of streamlined approach can actually contribute to a stronger safety culture overall.
Oh, tell me more about that. I love the big picture.
Yeah. So think about it.
Okay.
When a company invests in a good LMS.
Right.
When they're putting the effort into making training engaging and relevant.
Mm-hmm.
It sends a message to employees.
It does.
That their safety is a priority.
It's not just a box to check.
Exactly.
That's part of...
Part of how...
How we do things here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And that can lead to employees, you know, being more invested in their own safety.
Absolutely.
More likely to speak up about potential hazards.
Yeah.
Just generally more aware...
More active.
...of the risks in their environment.
Yes.
It's about creating that proactive safety culture.
Love it.
Not just a reactive one where we're only dealing with things when something goes wrong.
Okay. I am sold.
Yeah.
...on this idea of an LMS.
Okay.
But let's get down to brass tacks.
Sure.
If you are the person responsible for health and safety at your company...
Right.
...how do you choose the right LMS?
Yeah. That's the question, isn't it?
What are the key things to consider?
Well, luckily, WebAnywhere seems to have anticipated that question.
They actually have a really comprehensive FAQ section.
Okay.
In these materials that we're looking at.
Perfect.
That dives into some of the common concerns businesses have.
Let's take a peek inside WebAnywhere's brain.
Let's do it.
And see what they suggest.
Right.
So we are going into the brain of WebAnywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And their FAQ section specifically to get some pointers on choosing the right LMS.
Right.
What's the first thing?
Yeah, what's...
on their mind.
What are they thinking about?
Yeah.
Well, they jump right into a question that I bet a lot of people have, which is, how do you actually choose the right LMS for your organization?
Right, because it's not like there's
It's not like there's only one out there.
One option.
Right. You have
options. It's probably overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming for sure.
Trying to pick a new phone plan or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where do you even start?
Right.
So their advice
Okay.
is to really focus on a few key factors.
Okay, lay it on us.
Number one, ease of use.
Okay.
It's got to be
Okay.
intuitive
Right.
and not just for like
Right.
the training team,
Right.
for all the employees who are going to be using this thing.
Right.
Because if it's clunky,
If it's a pain,
if it's confusing,
right.
people aren't going to use it effectively.
Yeah. No one wants to
No one wants to waste time.
spend an hour trying to figure out
Right.
how to log in or
Exactly.
find the training module.
Exactly.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay, so then they say
Okay.
you've got to think about customization options, which we've already talked about. How
Right.
important that is
Yes.
to tailor the training. So you need an LMS that can actually support that.
Right.
Can you create different learning paths?
Okay.
Can you customize the content
Right.
to match your industry?
So it's not just an off-the-shelf solution.
Right.
It can be molded to fit with
Exactly.
Wakefield.
Exactly. And they highlight another really important, I think, practical consideration,
Okay.
integrations.
Okay.
Can this new LMS play nicely
With the systems you're already using.
with other systems that you already have in place?
Right.
Think about,
Right.
your HR software,
Your payroll.
your payroll system. Ideally, this LMS should be able to
Talk to each other.
share data and talk to those other systems.
It's all about that seamless flow of information. No
Exactly.
one wants to
No
be
one wants to use it.
manually transferring data.
Transferring data or dealing with compatibility issues or anything like that.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And what I thought was really interesting?
Okay.
They bring up a question that might not be top of mind
Okay.
for everyone right away,
Okay.
but I think it's really smart.
Okay.
How does an LMS demonstrate a return on investment?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right.
Because, yeah, it is an investment to implement new technology.
It is, and companies are going to want to see that it's actually paying off.
Of course.
Right. And WebAnywhere points out that the cost savings
Okay.
can be significant,
Okay.
even beyond just eliminating printed materials.
Okay. How
Well,
so?
think about reduced downtime,
Okay.
less accidents,
Yeah.
due to fewer accidents,
Right.
lower insurance premiums,
Because you have a better safety record.
because you've got a better safety record,
Right.
potentially even
Yeah.
attracting and retaining top talent,
Oh, interesting.
because you're known for having a strong safety culture.
That's a really good point.
Right.
It's not just about
It's not all just like immediate bottom
their
line
day-to-day.
stuff. Yeah, those long-term benefits can be
Yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
And it comes back to
It all comes back to what we talked about,
what we were talking about.
which is creating that culture.
Creating that culture of safety.
Yeah. And LMS is a tool,
It's a
but
tool.
when used effectively,
Yes.
it can be really powerful.
It can be a really powerful tool for driving positive change
Love it.
within an organization. Totally shifting the mindset from
Yes.
safety training is something we have to do to
It's just how we do things.
safety is embedded
Yes.
in everything we do.
Exactly. That's it. And that's so much more
It's more sustainable.
sustainable and impactful
Yes.
in the long run.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
There you go.
Well, I feel like we've been on a fascinating journey
It has been fun.
unpacking all of these insights from WebAnywhere.
Yes, lots of good stuff.
We covered a lot of ground today
We did.
from those sobering statistics about
Yes.
workplace injuries
Yeah, it's a big deal.
to the nuts and bolts
The how-to.
of choosing the right LMS.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully, our listeners out there
I hope so.
walked away with some valuable takeaways today.
Me too.
Absolutely. And remember, creating a safer workplace isn't a one-time project.
It's a journey.
It's an ongoing process.
Yes.
It's about constantly evaluating
For sure.
your training programs,
Right.
staying up to date on
Absolutely.
the latest best practices,
Yep.
and always looking for ways to improve.
Always be improving.
And who knows, maybe an LMS, like the one that WebAnywhere offers,
Could be a good fit.
could be the thing,
Yeah.
the missing piece of the puzzle for you.
For sure.
Well, on that note,
All right.
we are going to wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good.
As always, we would love to hear your thoughts.
Yes, please share.
What resonated with you?
What are you thinking about?
What challenges are you facing
Yeah.
when it comes to health and safety training? Connect with us on social media. Share your experiences.
Let us know.
Until next time, stay curious.
Stay informed.
Stay informed.
And most importantly,
stay
safe.
Stay safe out there.